Ready? All right. Hey guys, we're here at Baltimore Comic Con, and we are here with Aaron Gray. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's a great show.
Are you having a good time here meeting the fans? And if so, what is their main project that they love that you starred in?
Well, there's no doubt that Buck Rogers is kind of up there at the top. But I was really surprised at the number of people who remembered Silver Spoons. That they were,
like I do, yes.
Yeah. Oh, like you.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
There you go. Which is really nice because they're totally different types of genres. And it's nice to know that to meet people who remember both of them and appreciate them. So it's
have you ever seen anybody come to one of these cons dressed as any character from Silver Spoon for cosplay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes, really? Your character?
Oh, my character in particular. I've seen some very clever renditions of them. Matter of fact, I had one this morning who showed me her picture of her in her costume, so it was very cute.
Now, every boy growing up wanted to be Ricky Schroeder on Silver Spoon, wanted to have their own arcade, wanted to have the train through the house.
Rightfully so. Right? I mean, I want a train through my house. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Now, do you think that kind of show could work in 2018? They could bring it back and maybe have Ricky as the father, the rich father.
Interesting. I don't know, but I think the concept of having sitcoms like what we had in the 80s, there's definitely a need for them. I think there's an entire audience of kids that should be watching things that are more family-oriented and feel good and inspiring and fun. I really liked Silver Spoons because we had a good time shooting it. We had a good cast. And we always had fun. You know, it was just really a great time in my life.
And that's a great point because I'm a little older, but sometimes I'll go over to my parents' house and watch TV with them,
right.
You know, nighttime TV, sitcoms. But nowadays, they're so raunchy that even I, at my age, get embarrassed watching that kind of stuff with my parents. There's really not many family-oriented comedies anymore.
Well, that's what I'm finding from a lot of the adults and who have kids, or even my son with my granddaughter. Like, Mom, there's nothing to watch on television anymore. I mean, it's scary. I have to really, I have to look at it first to see whether it's appropriate, and I think we need to pay more attention to that, absolutely.
Being on the set, did you get to play the video games and ride the train, like not while filming?
I didn't play the video games, and everybody wanted to ride the train, but unfortunately, the guy who owned the train said, guys, I can't let you ride it because I need to make sure that it's ready, and when we go to have an audience, that it's not broken down. If you guys are playing with it all week and suddenly it breaks down before the show starts, that's not good for me and I lose a job. And I'm like, well, okay, we get that. So Ricky was really the only one who really got the chance to ride it because he could pretty much do anything. And occasionally Joel would drive it, but only when we were shooting.
Who has the train now? Do you know?
I have no idea. I remember meeting the gentleman, but I don't know what his name. I can't remember what his name was. But everybody wants a train. I want a train.
I want the train. And so many great young actors on the show at the time. I mean, you had Ricky Schroeder. You had Jason Bateman. You had Alfonso from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What was it like? Were you kind of like a mentor to these kids at the time, or did you?
I didn't see myself as a mentor necessarily, but
not the mother figure, I guess, or like older sister.
I know Jason didn't think of me that way.
No. Why did he play pranks on you, or treat you as like one of the friends?
So you haven't heard?
No.
When he announced on Johnny Carson that he used to take Ricky up to the rafters at lunchtime or at dinner time, and then they would eat their dinner and watch me change my clothes in my dressing room.
Oh, God.
No. Jason,
and they were teenagers at the time, right?
They were teenagers, but Jason, the difference was, like, Ricky had more of an innocent, open-eyed, genuine kind of approach to everything. So you'd look at him and you just kind of like fall into those blue eyes. Jason Bateman was like, you shouldn't be thinking that. You're too young to be thinking that. I mean, he was a little more of the trickster and the practical joker.
It's all in good nature. You're not gonna try to.
Again, I don't really know the truth. I mean, Ricky might have been just as much so, but.
But you won't try to sue him, will you?
What?
You won't try to sue him, will you?
No. Now, actually, I just saw Ricky recently at his first autograph show.
Wow.
And he said, "Do you remember how I propositioned you one time?" And I went, I do kind of. You were 16, and he said, "Well, how about just a kiss?" And I said, "You know, Ricky, I'm playing your mother. I know I'm not your mother,
right, yes.
But that's just weird. I'm sorry. But right at that moment, Whitney Houston walked by. She said, I'll give you a kiss.
Oh, on the show?
On the show.
Wow, okay.
Backstage. And they went behind a curtain. She gave him a kiss.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old was a young Whitney Houston back then?
Oh, my God. She came on that set, and we all knew we were in the presence of a star.
Really? Oh, wow.
But not because she was a diva, because she was so genuine, she was so sweet, she was so warm and loving and talented, and we were all in awe of her. And this was like her first public appearance. We had no
really?
Idea how big a star she was going to become.
So she was kind of just like a new up-and-comer at the time, right?
Up-and-comer. She was 20, 21.
Since before I Want to Dance with Somebody and all that.
I think her album had just started, had just come out, and it was just, I mean, for me, seeing what happened in her life was just heartbreaking.
Yes.
Because I've never met such a wonderful, genuine, warm-hearted, sweet, kind, loving, talented person. And gorgeous on top of that. I mean, she had everything.
Oh.
That's what I remember of Whitney.
And of course, you went on to even bigger things with Buck Rogers. How was that experience? And would you want to do star in the reboot?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Have you been asked?
Right now there's a trial going on, or I guess it's being considered in front of a judge as to who owns the rights to Buck Rogers.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a contention there, and I hope whoever gets the rights to it will not let it die as a
right.
franchise. That they will allow it to, that another movie will come out, because I think the timing would be great.
I think so, too.
Another decade or so, there'll be an entire generation that will have no idea what Buck Rogers was or
right.
what it meant. And now, you know, I think we still have the moms and dads who grew up on it and would love to see it remade and share it with their kids. So I hope they redo it. I hope they keep the campiness of it,
yes,
though. I mean, I want the drama.
Very funny show.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. But the tongue-in-cheek stuff kind of made it better. Sort of like, you know, Deadpool. Kind
yes.
of sense of humor kind of thing. That would be really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I see you have fans lining up wanting to meet you, wanting to get your autograph and pictures. We definitely thank you for the interview. Would you mind let us know who you are, maybe throw out a couple of your projects, your favorite projects, and let us know you're listening to Below the Belt Show.
Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's a lot to take in there.
Say your name, your projects, Below the Belt Show.
All right. This is Aaron Gray on the Below the Belt Show. And take a look at my upcoming movie I think it's on Lifetime. I had to think about it. It's called Family and Faith. It's a nice little Christmas feel-good film.
Good.
Yeah, it'll be really nice.
Good. So you can watch it with your family, not to get
absolutely.
Embarrassed, right?
Now, this is our total feel-good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, roasted fire and, you know, have some popcorn and enjoy yourself.
Well, I'm ready for Christmas.
Family.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much, Aaron.
You're very welcome. Right. Thank you.